Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to another edition of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. I'm Mark Webster, and this week's guest is Jeff Roters, co-founder of the Rochester-based nonprofit group Guitars for Glory, bringing the healing gift of music throughout the world by providing guitars to those who cannot afford them. He says it all began 10 years ago with the gift of a single guitar to a woman in Peru.
It wasn't some big lightning bolt moment, but I worked with local youth group here at church in Rochester with a bunch of my buddies. We all grew up playing worship and playing guitars and going on mission trip. And so, yeah, we essentially were headed to Peru to do some community work in a couple cities there. But one of our main ministry days was going to a rural village in Piura, Peru, where this specific area of that village was known to be a place where people who had been diagnosed with AIDS or tested HIV positive were essentially outcast to this 12-block area and treated like modern-day lepers. And so one of our days was just going to that area and spending time with people. Maybe a group of 12 of us that went into one of the homes there, a very small one, two-room home, where we met a lady named Rosa. And as we sat with her in her living room, she shared a little bit about what she felt like she was called to do in life, despite her suffering from AIDS, was to go into the homes of people around her who are ill or on their deathbeds, essentially, and just sing and play guitar over them and to encourage them and to worship alongside them. And so when she's sharing the story, we just said, hey, we'd love to go do this with you. The American church youth group always has a couple guitars, right? So we were like, let's grab yours and we'll grab ours and we'll go do this together. And she said, well, somebody climbed in my window and had stolen my guitar just a few days before we had gotten there. And it would take years for her on her income to save up enough money to get another one. So like, here, take ours. You know, you can have ours. In that moment, it wasn't like, aha. It was more, you know, it's probably easier just to leave this here than to even bring it back on the airplane. So we didn't think much of it at the time. But 6 months later, we had received an email from her. I think she walked some miles to a local internet cafe where she had written us an email saying, re-strengthened my faith and my desire to, you know, go out and do what I've been called to do. And so after we read that, we're like, wow, this really does make a difference. And if there's one person like her in a situation like this, there's probably thousands more around the world.
Being a worship leader, you know as well as anybody, perhaps better, the healing power and the importance of music, going right back to the Psalms.
Oh, absolutely. Regardless of whether a song has lyrics that are pointed at worshiping our Creator, or it's just beautiful music with no lyrics, you can look at scripture, you know, throughout history where God's used music to win battles, to encourage, to build up life. You know, one of those things where I know for each of us on the team, it's been a life-saving tool, quite literally. And not only in our own lives, but, you know, an instrument resonating worship music changes communities.
And so from that one guitar in Peru 10 years ago, what's happened since?
April is our 10-year anniversary, and we've sent around 1,200 to 1,400 instruments to over 60 different countries. We've helped start schools in Belize and Spain and seen communities, villages, even cities change through the work that God's doing through the ministry.
Each one of those guitars that you sent out probably has its own story to tell.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been unique. Guitars for Glory, equally as much as somebody receiving one feels blessed and encouraged and empowered to worship, the person doing the giving of the instrument. We've got a team of eight. We're not always able to be the ones that actually give, but we partner with a lot of churches, schools, missionaries, organizations that have a finger on the pulse of a local community where we give to them, and then they know of the recipient in that area that they give to, and to see what it does to the giver as much as it does to the receiver. It's pretty incredible.
That's a common thread. The gift that's given to the givers is often at least as large as the gift that they're giving to others.
Sure, absolutely.
It's a universal language, isn't it? And you've been able to give the gift not only by playing, but by allowing others to play.
We've seen people pulled out of very dark places through the ministry of GFG, and even encouraging others on an individual level. It doesn't always have to be through our organization, but if God places something in your heart, just to pursue it wholeheartedly, and it'll turn into something that He wants it to be. So, absolutely, universal language.
That's Jeff Roters, co-founder of the Rochester-based nonprofit group Guitars for Glory, bringing the healing gift of music throughout the world by providing guitars to those who cannot afford them. Learn more and support their ministry at guitarsforglory.com. Please join us again next week as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.